The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Bill Clinton, hot under the collar, Black Lives Matter got to him. I'll explain. Donald Trump, not liked by people who took the latest AP Gip poll, and they say he does not have a pleasing personality, but he does have some delegates. It's going to come down to the wire. Wisconsin was interesting. Kate Delaney, ATN, as I mentioned before, so you know the spot. You're here. You're locked and loaded. You can always catch up with us, by the way, at americatonight.net. All right, so here's the scoop with Bill Clinton. He just completely clashed with these protesters who would not stop, interrupting him. He was visibly upset with them, there's no question, and was dancing around. You know, once you engage, it's like engaging a heckler. Once you engage, that's it. Then you're committed. So it was 15 minutes where he was back and forth. They objected to the 94 criminal justice reform bill he signed into law because that increased prison sentences for gang-related offenses, and that became part of what the discussion was. And then he was visibly shaken or upset or agitated or whatever. He told them that the bill cracked down on gangs who were killing children. He said he had talked to a lot of groups. He was defending his policies. It was kind of wild in the middle of this. And, you know, he said at one point, "You are defending the people who killed the lives you say matter. Tell the truth. You're defending the people who cause young people to go out and take guns." I mean, he was screaming it at the time. He also went into some of the other things that they were screaming, that the 96 welfare reform bill increased poverty among African Americans. And he said, "They say the welfare reform bill increased poverty, then why do we have the largest drop in African American poverty in history when I was president?" So if he was there trying to get votes for Hillary Clinton, oh boy, that certainly didn't work in Philly, because he got into defending his record, and that went on for such a great amount of time that the takeaway was not anything about Hillary Clinton. The takeaway was that he was defending what the Black Lives Matter people, protesters, were saying screwed up the African American community. So while that's happening, you have Donald Trump's campaign starting to refuel. Supposedly there's all this tension, and that's why there was changes that were made. And so now they've gotten a few folks that they had to add into the rank and file. And even going on the tube on Fox News and saying there's no truth to any kind of story suggesting there's a disarray with the Trump people. There is not a disarray. And the Trump campaign is adding some flavor, like Paul Manafort, who's known for his managing of President Gerald Ford when he was in president, and successfully maneuvered the floor game at the 76th contested Republican convention. He was put in charge of Trump's campaign, supposedly, and that he's going to work closely with other top campaign people in the new role. So as Trump can do, he says the nominating process has reached a point that requires someone familiar with the complexities involved in the final stages, and I'm organizing these responsibilities under someone who has done this job successfully in many, many campaigns. So in other words, he went out and got experience. He brought on some heavy hitter political types, right? It's like this movie that Sandra Bullock's in that's streaming now all over the place. It's called Our Brand is Crisis. And that's what happens when you really feel like you're making some headway, when you're really getting close, then you call in the big guns. So he's calling in the big guns because he's close, but he's neck and neck, and Cruz is breathing down his back, and now you would go and have some sort of an open convention, and that makes a very, very big difference. Hey, by the way, we're going to lighten the load at the tail end of the show. Our cheap movie review. There's some new movies out this week. If you haven't seen the movies that are currently in the theaters and you're not interested in them, you might be interested in a few that are coming out on Friday. I mentioned Donald Trump in this poll. The poll shows 7 out of 10 people don't like Donald Trump. So those numbers are increasing from what we've seen in the past. That's for sure. 7 in 10 is not a great number. And, you know, we're talking about the Associated Press because Trump's made a couple of comments that have gotten him into some odd waters or some trouble, really, when he said that women should be punished for having banned abortions. And then he walked that back, but then he threatened and insulted Cruz's wife. And then that was a misunderstanding or misrepresented, whatever. And then he defended a campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, against battery against a female reporter, where he really just grabbed her arm, but it doesn't matter. It happened, right? So it happened, and she was pursuing Trump, and you can clearly see it on the video. I don't think it was outrageous. I don't think it was out of line. Out of line to do that again and try to grab a reporter, better to just leave it. But at first it was being reported she was thrown to the ground, she tripped, all this other kind of exaggerated stuff, and that's not true. So this poll, by the way, was the AP gift poll, I'll call it, GFK gift poll, and they survey people and they ask them questions. And there is a thing about surveys that you have to pay attention no matter what the sampling, because often the surveys are correct. So in the case of Trump, that means that what's happening now is not, some of it is not working. So it comes back to that same question we keep asking ourselves, should Trump be the nominee? Should it be Trump or somebody else? And there's got to be people that are dancing in the aisles at the prospect of having this open convention. Because it's really, at this point in our history, it's such a rarity. And we may see it. We may really, honest to goodness, see that open convention. And that changes everything. Because that means when you get to the convention, you're not shored up on one person. There's a possibility that maybe the majority might be disappointed, but that's not the way the delegates are going. But that's fair game. And anybody can maneuver in that direction. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you certainly can do that. Just jam on these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Call the Batcave, and I promise you we'll answer. I'm starting to get a bunch of emails. We'll answer. We've just scratched the surface. More coming your way in just a few.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Coming up, a couple of daily salutes. Don't forget those movies. We're going to do that too. KG hanging out with you across this fabulous country here on America Tonight. Also, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. If you want to throw in on the show, as always, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, sick of it all, not wanting to label yourself, doesn't matter. Whatever the opinion, have one. Let's go to Grim. Hi, Grim.
Oh, boy. I'm still...
Oh, boy.
I'm still under the weather, but I think I got a little bit better tonight than I did last night.
Good.
Thinking-wise. But I was watching Nightline, and you know this, you've heard it about Amy Schumer and this big deal about plus size, and they did...
Yeah.
Yeah, I never look at women, never have a day in my life and looked at women as plus size. I've always considered that just to be healthy.
Well, here's what the problem is. There's such a push, if you look in some cases in magazines and whatever, to be ridiculously thin, which that can't be healthy. There's an in-between, for goodness sake. And, yeah, what is considered to be plus size, yeah.
Well, you know what the first rule of narcissism is, don't you?
What is it?
When in doubt, worry.
Exactly. Well, there you go. That's anything in life. I call it the law of detachment, yes.
Well, that's an old common sense saying.
Yeah.
But at the same token, you remember I said you can think yourself to death.
Oh, totally. Isn't that true?
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of, apologize a little for all the recipes because Dan's talking about how thin you're getting, but I'm not on the internet and I can't see all. I don't get to see what you've been up to at all. So it just, to me, it ain't worth the electronic world when it costs me, way too much to even get involved with it. But anyhow, Kate.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with eating things that are necessarily have some calories in them. If you're eating balanced, what's the difference? I mean, it's everything's in moderation.
Why worry?
You know, if you eat 20 bowls of spaghetti, I mean, what do you think's going to happen?
Enjoy life. It's short.
Yeah, exactly.
Just enjoy life. It's short. Yeah. You know, I mean, use your own conscience, you know, and if you start to worry, then, you know, you got a problem.
Then do something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, of course, you know, Dan last night, I love Dan. You know, me and we're blood brothers, you know, and he's Mr. Wisdom to me sometimes. But, you know, last night, you know, he called in. He didn't have to apologize for, you know, the shoe part, but he did do what I wanted to do, and I'm going to be the Grinster, and I'm going to pull the wool over his eyes now. What you do, Kate, is you go to Cabela's. Then you go to the part where it's sports goods. Then you go to the fishing area. Then you get you some wader boots that have the attached overalls. Now you got your pair of shoes because he agreed that you could have shoes. You can tell you're naked underneath it.
That's right. There, when there's a will, there's a way. There is always a way to come up with something clever. Very, very good. I like that. You're right.
I'm hoping
funny.
Dan rebut on that one.
That's good. I love that. Yeah.
Well, you said cool I couldn't wear shoes. Here's my shoes.
Yeah, there's my shoes. Something else is attached to them, exactly.
And who else better than, you know, the sports queen to advertise for Cabela's Sporting Fishing Goods, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a great store, too. I've been in there. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. They make a lot of stuff now for women's sizes, too, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because women just ain't as finicky about doing stuff like that now. But
no.
Hey, I just, you know, I'm not trying to be too mean. I'm just being a little grimster toward Nan, just a little, you know, it's a prank. But I tell you, I'm still, if Donald wanted to do something right, he needs to act like Bernie did from the onset, because the Democrats are fighting now. And he needs to sit there and say, hey, look, Cruz, be my vice president. And stop and get everybody else to stop putting them down. And if he has to say anything about Cruz, you know, be polite, be concise, you know, congratulate him for his rightness, you know, and don't say anything about anything that he's wrong about. Just don't make any comment. And I guarantee you, come convention time, he'll have Cruz's votes.
Yeah, that may be. Yeah. I mean, the key is you've got to, there is the civility aspect of it that you got to be very careful of. And here's the thing. You can win them over, but then a few things start to happen and you start to lose them. And that we've seen that happen with other candidates, with other people.
Well, look what Bernie did. That's how he started. And that's how he got such a gain against Hillary.
Yes. Absolutely.
And the youth recognize that. The youth out here is sick and tired of this mess, too.
They are. The millennials. And you're absolutely right. They're sick and tired of it. They don't want any part of that moving into the future, yeah.
Well, that's another confusing thing I've been wanting to bring up. Millennials, they're 16 years old. You know, I'm being exact here, you know. I mean, it's only 2016, you know. They were born after 2000, if you're going to be correct about millennials. Rest up, you know, we're just... You know, another number that's kind of weird is you advertise that coin for the 75th anniversary of Hitler, you know, defeating Hitler, you know, the evil power that existed. Well, that's what worries me about going into, you know, 2017, because I was a bicentennial graduate, numbers.
Cool.
And that'll be 76 years, and we're either going to put in a socialist... put in a, you know, a career politician, put in, or we could very well have the coronation for a dictator.
Yeah, exactly, and that's frightening. It is frightening to think about the options and what does that really, really look like. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
You know, my prediction is I believe we're going to have a coronation for a dictator. And that's about right, because, you know, you're talking about 1776, and look at Rome. And the thing is all great societies were defeated due to decadence.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you think that's what we're seeing, that it's decadence?
Well, see, in high school, my hippie history professor. I mean,
I like
hippie.
That hippie history.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, he was really smart, but, you know, he was a hippie history professor. That's what he said, you know. I mean, the greatest, longest-running government was, you know, the Roman Empire. And then you got Caligula that stepped in there, and then Nero burned it down, and then that was pretty much the end of it, right?
Yes.
So where are we at in our history as a culture? That's what worries me, you know, and numbers scare me even worse.
Yeah, that's why I do the numbers thing. We are in a strange spot. You're right.
Yeah.
We're in a really weird spot right now.
And Dan, you know, his point could very well happen, too. I can't, you know, deny that that could happen, that, you know, Biden gets in there and you know, Obama uses him as a puppet, you know. I can't deny that either. But I still don't believe that Obama wants to be, you know, second tier, you know. I just don't think so. And he has set up everything to where, yeah, socialistic, you know, socialism would be, it'd be easy to coup this country underneath socialism. Easy to get in through Cuba, the borders, especially if we get to fight amongst ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what worries the death out of me with this country. And then he declares martial law and says, hey.
Well, I hope not.
Don't know what deals he's made with Putin and some of these other, Iran. We just don't know. I'm not too fond of Dennis Rodman either.
That's right. Kim Jong-un is a good friend. The king of the rebound, hanging out with the dictator from North Korea. Yeah, you know.
Basketball with Obama.
Yeah.
Fly on the wall.
Yeah, fly on the wall. That's one of my favorite segments we used to do. If you could be a fly on the wall, who would you really want to hear? What conversation would you want to hear? Today, my conversation would be, what did Hillary Clinton say to Bill when the story broke about Black Lives Matter and he went into a 15-minute diatribe and got really upset with those protesters, and he was there stumping for Hillary Clinton. She couldn't have been happy over that, and of course we'll never know. That's the husband-wife thing. Thanks, Grim. We're up against it. But, yeah, that would be an interesting conversation. Absolutely. All right, hang with us. The day that was, this day in history, we're going to talk about that and mix in a few other things as well, including the Masters. If you like sports, you'll be interested to hear what I have to say about the Masters. Hang with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sports-wise, for the record, big ones. The Warriors beat the Spurs 112-101 for the 70th win of the season. So that means their drive for 73 wins is alive. They have the Spurs twice in this stretch. They have to win the next three, and then they finish as the best team, the team with the best season single record. Right now that belongs to the Bulls, the Chicago Bulls, 95-96 at 72. So how about that? The Warriors beating the Spurs, they clinched the number one spot. I don't think that was ever in doubt. That was huge for them. They want home court advantage, so to speak. But now what's on the line is this 73. I love it because halfway through the season I looked at the schedule and said, oh my gosh, it's going to come down to the Spurs. I just know it. And sure enough, it doesn't get any more exciting than that. Whether or not the Spurs rest some of their best players, you know, that's another story. But I don't buy that argument because you can't worry about what the other coach is doing. And he's a great coach, Greg Popovich. And put some kind of asterisk next to it for the Warriors, who have had an incredible, incredible season. The Masters, the quest for the green jacket. I watched a bunch of the Masters today. I am a fan of the great game of golf. It tames all of us. It kills us. It taunts us. And I like it. I think my grandfather played golf. And I really liked my grandfather, really loved my grandfather. So I would watch golf with him, and I think it got me kind of interested in the game. It got me, definitely got me interested in the game. So here's the scoop. Jordan Spieth, Texas kid, didn't come from any Silver Spoon family, not a country club kid. But, boy, he is amazing. He is rocking. He's rocking the Masters again. First round leader at 6 under at this point. Of course, it's a long tournament with winds and conditions and all of that. But he leads by 2 after the first round. He's trying to make it back-to-back Masters. I mean, there's just something about this kid. He has that heart and desire to a crazy, crazy level. Somebody once told me, if you really want something, the difference between people who get what they want, no matter what it is, it doesn't have to be a monetary thing, it could be whatever the goal is that they're hungry like a wolf, hungry. It was from Harvey McKay. If you see him, he's like that great motivational speaker. He's known around the world. I ran into him once last summer in a hotel in Washington in the lobby. And that's what he said, hungry like a wolf, hungry like a wolf, hungry like a wolf. He said that's what separates people, and that is this kid, Jordan Spieth. He so has that drive, which has put him in the position, the skills, he's got the skills, but it's that belief that he will finish first that I think has made such a huge difference for him. But we'll see. It's interesting watching. And Ernie Els had the 10 cup moment. He carded ten shots on the first hole. Can you imagine? Now, if you're out there on a public course with your buddies and you're playing around, you haven't hit the bruise, and you hit 10 shots, how are they taunting you? It has to be merciless. I can't imagine. But that's what happened to poor Ernie Els. So we'll see who makes the cut and who doesn't make the cut, because there's another day of that. One more day, and then it's called moving day. And you either move into the weekend or you're going home. You either move in. And here's another quick fun fact from the Masters. It is the toughest ticket in sports to get. It's a true, true deal. Tougher than the Super Bowl, tougher than the World Series, tougher than anything you can imagine. It really is. So you'll see people that will get to go to practice rounds, but just it's tough to get the tickets. So they have to pull in every possible favor they can if they want to have a ticket to the Masters. The demand is just so, it's just so high. Because it's a prestigious tournament. Let's face it, it's one of the majors. If Spieth wins it back-to-back times, boy, that would be something, especially wire-to-wire. It would be the sixth wire-to-wire finish where somebody led every single round. He did it last time around, and I think he would certainly set a precedent if he did it again. But it's fascinating to watch, let's put it that way. Absolutely fascinating. All right, let's fill in the picture in a couple of different other areas, and that includes this crazy story that I don't remember where I was. It came over the air. It was something I heard on Sirius, or I might have read it. But and when I preface anything with "there's this crazy story," well. Unfortunately, there's a lot of crazy stories out there. But as far as a disaster and then a rescue, how about this? A 3-year-old boy in China fell down a 290-foot well before being rescued. Here's one of the daily salutes. The rescuers. I saw a picture of the well. Phenomenal what they did to get the three-year-old out. I mean, think of the 290-foot well. Flying down that, the odds of surviving, then trying to reach him and rescue him was some operation, and they did. It reminded me of a story, if you remember, I want to say this was in the late 80s or early 90s. Remember Jessica, the little baby that fell down the well? It reminded me of that story and how many people were mesmerized by her fate and how tiny she was, and the scary part of not being able to reach her, and it was like the world took a pause to watch to see if she was going to be saved. And I think with this 3-year-old, it was kind of a similar situation, because there was so much, you know, there was so much tweeting, I think, going on about it, that it drew attention to whether he was going to survive and they would get to him fast enough or not. And so, you know, really the good news is they did, thank goodness. That's all that matters. But, boy, trying to get down in that well was something. I mean, really, really was. Okay, this day in history, a couple of highlights, if you will. This day in history, Pablo Picasso, dead at the age of 91. Also, Hank Aaron hit his 215th home run. That's fun to go back and see the tape on that. Seems so long ago. Kurt Cobain was found dead, sadly, in his home from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was the man behind, the lead singer, Nirvana. If you read anything about him, you know he was a tortured soul. Pablo Picasso died at the age of 91, and there was the funeral for Pope John Paul II, a beloved pope. And that's just a couple. And then also there was the story, if you remember, too, AIDS and how people were contracting AIDS. Remember the teen AIDS patient Ryan White died at 18 years old. What was good about Ryan White is Elton John did a concert for Ryan White. A lot of people got involved with him and tried to do what they could to help his family and to help fundraisers. And I mean, he was really the face for, wow, how does this kid have this happen? This is so sad. But he also raised awareness and I think honestly hope for some people who came behind him. Remember, that was before wearing gloves and blood getting tainted and some problems in some dentist's office, problems in other areas because of the way they had their hands exposed and then had their hands on other people for whatever reason, like the dentist. That's pretty obvious there why you would see that. And he was he wasn't a sad kid. He was a great kid. You saw any interviews with him, but it was his story was just, so sad. If you've jumped in an Uber, meaning somebody, you called somebody, and you know what an Uber is, it's like a taxi cab, but not a taxi cab, because you're paying a different fee, you agree on a fee, and they have a way to get there, and they might be close to your neighborhood. So how about this? Uber had to pay $25 million, as part of a settlement they were trying to cease the claim that the background checks are the toughest in the industry, and they will no longer use the phrases such as safest ride on the road or describe their background checks as the gold standard, because this is what they were claiming. They were claiming it. So that suit was brought about by the San Francisco district attorney and the Los Angeles DA, because it's a violation of consumer laws in the state with what you're claiming and what you deliver. How about that? I'm sure they didn't think about that when they put it all together, the plan together. They weren't thinking about that at all. That's where you have to look outside of the box once in a while and make sure you don't get pinched. We're going to the movies next here on America Tonight.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth.
Once again, thanks so much. We come around the final bend for this Hour of America tonight. One of the things we do is we talk about movies on the show, and we've had some interesting movie people lately here on America Tonight. A quick preview of what's coming up in the next coming weeks, and I don't think this is so much movie, but entertainment. Tony Tennille from Captain and Tennille. The Love Will Keep Us Together, Muskrat Love, huge hit songs they had. She's going to join us on America Tonight to talk about what's happening in her life now. And she just put out a memoir, and it was actually pretty darn interesting. So we'll chat with her about that and what happened with her and the captain. Also, a conversation with a great Gary Player. Hall of Fame golfer, amazing, knows what it's like to win a Masters, the gentle South African. He was part of that era, really, of Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer and Gary Player. They always seem to be vying for the tournaments. So that's happening next week, too. And remember, this week we talked to Dick Gutman, huge publicist to many movie stars. He had some great stories. Hopefully you heard that. If not, you'll catch that on a Best Of show. But Gutman was absolutely terrific. He talked about representing Gene Hackman and Warren Beatty and still does represent those guys and other people that he represented from the movie world, like Greer Garson and what she was like and some of the other old-time, golden-age movie stars, and his stories were pretty funny. In the movies this weekend, Melissa McCarthy couldn't be hotter. It seems like everything she touches just explodes. She is in a movie that has been getting some play. If you've gone to a movie recently, especially a comedy, you might have seen clips for this. But it looks like it has some of those typical McCarthy moments where she throws in the humor and some of the comedy that's physical. And this one is called Boss.
My name is Michelle Darnell, and I am the wealthiest woman in America. How wealthy am I? I wanted to come down on a golden phoenix, and I did it.
I run your operation.
While being a single mom,
I deserve a pay raise.
You have a child.
Yeah.
Was that through intercourse?
Yes.
I usually get kind of an asexual vibe.
I never pictured it with genitals myself.
You're under arrest for insider trading.
Michelle, don't struggle. Son of a...
You're bankrupt. All your accounts have been frozen.
Claire, get me a new lawyer.
You don't have any money, you stupid ginger.
Mom, if she doesn't have anywhere to go, she should stay here.
Look at that. A bed and a sofa.
Careful, it's a bit temperamental.
It's not so bad.
Oh, I think I shattered my pelvis.
Michelle, you need to get off the couch. Take Rachel to her dandelions meeting.
Our troop came in with $189,000.
Holy.
I object to parolees attending our meetings.
You don't get off my back.
I'm going to shove a box of chocolate clusters up it.
What is all this?
This is my way back. We are going to start a brownie empire
and teach these girls real business skills.
We want some good recruits.
Get in there, go for the aggressive girls.
I feel kind of sweaty and scared.
It's just the coffee kicking in.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, I may have switched them. I put a little splash of bourbon in mine.
My name is Michelle Darnell, and this is my partner.
And I don't mean partner, like girl on girl stuff.
What's going on, girl stuff?
Something you're going to dabble with in college, but not stick with,
not,
you know?
Don't tell her.
Unless you're Hannah. I think it's going to fit you like a glove.
Don't call it a coat.
Okay, Crystal, what do we say if somebody doesn't want to buy?
Buy my brownies or I'll kill you.
Don't say that, Crystal.
Hey, this is where Dandelion himself.
Ooh, that batch is burnt.
That sweater just says, I give up.
You're making me feel very insecure right before my date. Don't.
If you could hear these sad basset hounds, they'd be saying, Claire, put in some bum.
That's not what my boobs sound like.
Please don't zip me up in your jeans.
Let me see this.
Claire, it's like Geppetto.
All right, so I think you get the gist of this. She has it all, then loses it all, basically, and decides that she's going to take on the world equivalent of the Girl Scouts, let's put it that way. And it's called The Boss. It opens up. It's a comedy. I think it's going to find its audience because she finds audiences. So I expect that this one will do pretty well at the box office. The next one is called Hardcore Henry, and you think of the name of that movie, I like that name. It's rated R. It's 1 hour and 36 minutes. It's action adventure. Boy, the camera angles on this. You better have a strong stomach, I think, if you go and see it. But here's what it sounds like.
Hello, Henry. Do you remember how you got here? This next part might hurt. Squeeze. You and I were, and still are, husband and wife. I love you, Henry.
Henry, they want your...
your technology.
I'm divine than you. Yes.
It's all right. I'm here to help you. There's a speech module installed. But at least we know you're not deaf. Okay, well, the good news is that you're going to live a while. The bad news is there's an army standing between you and your wife. So let's go get her.
Tonight, I'm going to have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Yeah, like I said, you have to have a strong stomach to witness some of these camera angles that I've seen. Half human, half robotic hybrid embarking on a wild rampage through Moscow to save his kidnapped wife from a crazy man and the army of thugs that have her. So you get the drift there with that one. Okay, and our final movie is called Demolition.
Dear Champion Vending Company, I put 5 quarters in your machine and proceeded to push B2, which should have given me peanut M&Ms. Regrettably, it did not. I found this upsetting as I was very hungry, and also my wife had died 10 minutes earlier. I'm not saying that was your fault.
I just want to be thorough. Julia was a good person.
She worked with special needs children. She snorted when she laughed. Other than that, I don't think I knew who she really was.
Now that she's gone, I don't even feel sad or pain.
Where exactly are you feeling numb?
Sort of in this whole area right here.
Repairing the human heart is like repairing an automobile. You have to take everything apart. Just examine everything. Then you can put it all back together.
That made me think, Vendingo. What if that's not possible?
This is Karen Marino from Champion Vending Company. I'm calling in regards to your complaint letters. There's been 4 so far. Do you have anyone to talk to?
Do you usually make service calls at 2 in the morning?
You miss her?
I'm trying to.
Right now. There's some random guy eating in our house.
The man's wife just died. Have some compassion.
Shouldn't he be in school?
All right, so you get the idea there. Jake Gyllenhaal, the lead. This is getting some pretty good reviews. A depressing topic, but the reality of life when you lose your partner, especially suddenly. If you go and see a movie, send us a cheap movie review to americatonight.net. Click on contact to get through that way. You rocked it, Daniel. Thanks so much, and the rest of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.